Hey, angels, or everybody that's listening now or later, welcome to the show. If you hear my phone going off, I'm so sorry about that. Tonight, I want to talk about the law of attraction, right? And sometimes we wonder how come we have a day that just literally sucks, right? And we have a day and we end the day with it just saying this has been a bad day. And, you know, I do like spiritual and life coaching. And sometimes I'll pick up the phone and I'm talking to someone and this person will go, well, where is my guy, girl? Where is my, where is he at? What about my career? I'm just in a bad mood and I'm very angry. How do I work through my anger? Well, let me give you an idea how you can do that. Whatever we're saying, whatever we're doing, and how we're being is what we're attracting. Just so you know, whatever we're doing, whatever we're being, you know, we're attracting. Law of attraction is always working. And I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, okay, I'm getting ready to get on the phone with this person, and I adore her, but she can be a challenge sometimes. With I want to handle my anger better, and so. You know, and you just do it. So I was thinking about it this morning, and she was actually pretty good. But tomorrow she may not be. So how do you start your day with attracting good things, especially when you wake up with this is a bad day because I don't have. This is a bad day because he's not here, she's not here. This is a bad day because I'm not getting what I want in my career. Man, you got to start off thinking, you know, I was thinking this morning, I got up, started thinking, I am so grateful for my body. I have abused my body. We all have on some level at some point in time. I am so grateful that my body works. I don't have to tell my heartbeat. I don't have to you know, tell it to breathe. It just does it. And I have treated it like crap at times, and it still works, and it works pretty good, right? And so that's something that I really, really think to start my day out. What else am I grateful for? I am grateful that I got a great car to ride around in, and I was gone most of the day today, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that it keeps me safe, and it's, you know, and it we have really hot days here in South Florida, and I go, I'm grateful for this. I am also grateful that I get to work and do what I love and love what I do. So why is this important? Because if you're thinking, I want to attract more, you know, more love, more money, right? And you wake up thinking, I'm angry because I don't have, then it doesn't work. It just doesn't. So, you know, and I get it because I've done the same thing. So, you know, I'm walking around and with my dogs and, you know, playing with them a little bit. And I was like, I'm so grateful that I have these two little fur babies that I love unconditionally and they love me. You know, and I'm grateful that we live in a beautiful place, and my sweetheart is really, he has a green thumb, and there's some great plants out here. I mean, some unusual plants. You should see we have vegetables and flowers and plants. And I'm grateful to live in like a garden like that. I couldn't do that. You know, I could, right? But he's really passionate about that. He's very artistic. And I'm so grateful to be able to enjoy that, my garden, right? Our garden. And I'm, you know, I appreciate that. It's a great day. And so it's the little things, right? I'm also super, super happy, and I am enjoying my pool, right? Even when it rains. And I'm so happy that, you know, I have my health, right? And that people think that's not a lot, but it is. And just so you know. And that's something that I think is important, right? To talk about, you know, and I mean, I could sit there and be negative. I'm grateful that my dog's over there playing with her squeaky toy in case you hear it. She's so funny. And, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, and I'm just appreciative of all these things. So how important is this? It's just darn important. I have to tell you. And there's no lack of importance here. This is important to be the greatest version of yourself that you can be at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. And I was sitting there thinking, I go, what do I need to do to make sure that I can share this with people? And, you know, I was talking to one of my clients. She's actually a friend of mine. She came to me and we've connected via working together with coaching, and also I'm going to go see her, you know, and we haven't seen each other in many, many, many years. And so I'm excited about that. But I remember, because I'm pretty intuitive, some people call me psychic, but I remember listening to her, to waking up early this morning at 2:30 this morning. I was thinking, all of a sudden she popped in my head, and I was thinking, she's going through a really rough time in waking up. And I said to myself and to my angels and to God and Jeshua, I said, thank you for helping her and her guardian angel. Thank you for helping her be safe. And thank you for helping her not fall into this trap of, she's an abused woman. And she just broke free of that after 10 years. Isn't that cool? I'm grateful for that, to see that. That's a fairy tale where she gets to be Cinderella and the handsome and the beautiful princess and all of that in one. But so that's something that, she called me in the morning and she said, Tari, you want to know what happened? And I said, can I guess? And so we were laughing and talking about it. She goes, yeah. And I said, well, when you wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm sharing this with you guys too. She said, I said, just ask for your uncle who she never met, but she always feels him around her. So I always think people that cross over are our little guardian angels. And, she said, I asked for my uncle because I could feel, you know, the person that she had been with around her and very angry and very mad. She goes, it woke me up with his energy around me. And believe it or not, that can happen. So, maybe you're starting your day out and it doesn't feel right. Right. And, you know, and maybe it was what happened last night in your dream state or your sleep state. So just say, hey, angels. You know, God, Jeshua, Buddha, whoever you believe in, thank you for coming here and helping me. I appreciate it more than you know. And thank you for helping me look at my day as being a good day and help me to appreciate things that I'm because of where I'm at this moment that I'm not willing, I haven't looked at. And really just start with your body, start with your heart, you know what I mean? And just start with your angels and God. And I promise you it will get better. I promise. And then you can end the day that way too. And it's not to say that you don't have ups and downs, because we all do, but it's not the ups and downs that really matter. It's how you respond to them. Does that make sense? And I was thinking that this morning, you know, I could have gotten really upset about, how she's going to be when I talk to her or whatever. She's actually really good, right? Or how the other, you know, because I talked to a lot of different people. How this guy was going to be, how this, you know, and they were all great, right? So, but at 1:30, 2:30 in the morning, I was like, I just want everyone to have a great day. So I'm sending them all love and light. You don't have to do that. Your whole family, your whole friends, you know, those people. And, you know, I always like to give back, sending good energy to the folks in Texas and Ohio, the families of all these people that are gone now. So you can start there. If you start before you go to bed, you're going to wake up in a better mood by giving, right? And then you're going to be able to receive more because you're giving more, just so you know. And so that's something right there. And look at your garden, look at your outside, look at your pool. If you have a pool, I have a pool and I love it because I can go swimming now, right? And it's my dogs can go run because it's a pool behind my, you know, my backyard with the fence on it around it. Isn't that cool? So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to be able to exercise. I'm grateful that I appreciate that I'm able to go run. You know what I mean? I appreciate that I'm able to work out and I appreciate my life. And so if we start out doing that, maybe before you go to bed, to say, I'm sending love and light to all my clients, my business, my family, whoever. I'm sending love and light to my angels and to God because they always have my back. When you wake up in the morning, you'll see a difference and it'll start. And when you go to sleep at night, if you do that same practice, I promise you, you're going to attract more because the law of attraction is always, always, always working, right? And so how it works is really up to you and what you think and what you do. But remember this, you know, I think our higher power responds to not what we say, but how we feel about what we say. So when you're saying, God, God, please, please, angels, angels, please, please, whoever you're praying to, please give this to me, please give this to me. And we're desperate because we think we're not going to receive it. Pull back and just say, you know what? I'm having some doubt here and I'm observing it. And thank you for helping me bring this to me. And I have to tell you, it was last night. I was concerned about something. I said, you know what? I don't need to be concerned about this because then I was turning around, and I know that the answer is here. And you know what? When I was waking up, about 90 seconds before you totally wake up, you ever been half asleep, half awake, half asleep? And I heard an angel say, it will happen today. And you want to know something? It did. I'm so grateful for that, right? So just so you know, that's what I've experienced. So, and I'm super excited about that. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful day today. And I hope that you're enjoying your day and your evening. And I hope you can go to bed thinking about what you've appreciated about your day, what you appreciate about your night, what show that you did you watch and you enjoyed it with your family or by yourself, right? And you go, well, I hate being alone. Listen, let it go. You are alone. So you can be miserable and be alone, or you can be happy and be alone, just like with a person you're with, your soulmate, and you can be happy with him or her, or you can be angry at him and her. And I tell you, you know, like I said, you know, when you're bitching and moaning and groaning and what's wrong, you know, and you're wanting something different, it just doesn't work as well when you say, please give me God, you hear my prayers, you know, ask like you've already received. And that is something I'm learning. It's a journey on that one, not a destination. And when you ask like you've already received, I promise you one thing. I promise you, you will get answers quicker. And the way you think, because change your mindset, change your life, and the way you're thinking will bring different things to you, because you cannot change something with the same mindset that created it. I want you to know that, and that's key right there. And when you're learning how to think differently and ask differently and believe it, and then you'll see it rather than see it and then you'll believe it, you'll notice a big, big difference, a big, big change. How's that sound, right? So anyway, you know, and you'll have a better day and better days and better life. Okay. So, you know, the universe, the God of our understanding, however you see God, angels, whatever, they just do this. So they do something where you can really concentrate on your consciousness and where you can get a fishing pole and fish for answers and create the life that you want to, rather than get one fish and just sit still and say, okay, where's my next fish? When you learn how to ask without hesitation and knowing that you're going to receive it, that's a fishing pole. When you're sitting there and you're like, when am I going to get it? Please, please, please bring it to me. And by happenstance, by chance, you get lucky and you get it, then that's a fish. So I'd rather have a fishing pole, right, and eat forever rather than one fish and have to wonder when the next one's coming. Make sense? So I hope that helps you. We're going to be doing a show. I have a show coming up where there's a young lady that I'll share this story with you. She writes angel letters and then she puts them in her Bible and they answer the prayers. And she recently got one where she had hired an attorney and she didn't have a great deal of cash flow. And she said, I thought about this guy this attorney I knew when Doug was alive, her husband. Maybe I shouldn't have said his name, but it doesn't matter. Doug's a common name. And she said, the attorney, I found him again. I got a message to go to him again, and he's taken on the lawsuit on contingency. I was like, wow, congratulations. And she said, I was right and you were right. I was like, yeah. I said, more importantly, you don't have to struggle. You've got somebody that is willing to help you and take this on. And she goes, Tari, I was so scared. And I go, I get it. And she said, but I wrote the letters. I did the prayer of asking and just saying, God, I'm believing that you're going to bring it to me. And angels, I know you're going to bring it to me. And Joshua, you know, whatever you believe in, you know, people call God different things. And that's okay. Your higher power, the great I am, whatever that is to you, your angels. And you know what? That happened for her. Isn't that cool? She's going to talk. I think I'm going to have her on a show tomorrow. I got to look at my schedule, but she'll be here tomorrow night, I believe, talking about that. Is that not the best thing? How, you know, writing an angel letter over the years, and she's got tons of them. She's going to put a book together, writing angel letters or God letters to God, and how many have been answered. And she's not even, you know, she said, I am so excited about that. And so I've talked to her a few times and, you know, because I'm her coach, and she said, well, I'm just going to go and write an angel letter now and not be upset. And you know what? It's working out for her in her love life, in her personal life, and absolutely in her career life. Is that not cool? So, and she starts the day out sending quotes to people, you know, wonderful quotes. And she sent me a few. I was like, oh, how sweet is she, right? And it's just sometimes you get those quotes or those things from people right when you need them. And but she's ending her day with a prayer and meditation, and she's starting that too as well. So I'm going to make a suggestion. You can get up and you can say what you like about your day, what you appreciate about your day. You can do a 60-second meditation with breathing in and out for 60 seconds. Close your eyes and just say, hey, angels, God, Jeshua, Buddha, whoever you believe in, higher part of you, thank you for giving me ideas and thoughts about what you would like me to work on today. Isn't that cool? Right? So anyway, hope that helps. You guys have a wonderful now. Once again, I'm telling you that. And hit me up on Angel Coaches on Instagram or Facebook.com or Facebook/Angel Coaches. And, you know, and so if you want to leave a message or you have an idea what you want to talk about, or you have a testimony or something that you has happened to you or with you or for you. Okay. Anyway, take care, you guys. Have a wonderful now, and we will see you tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow night at 7:30. Bye now.